And long time ago, there was a 217-day siege battle, the Siege of Mafeking, it was called. The Battle of the Town of Mafeking, now called Mafeking in South Africa, during the Second Boer War from October 1899 to May of 1900. The siege received considerable attention as Lord Edward Cecil, the son of the British Prime Minister, was in the besieged town, as also was Lady Sarah Wilson, a daughter of the Duke of Marlborough and aunt of Winston Churchill. And the siege turned British commander Colonel Robert Baden-Powell of the Scout movement into a national hero. Why am I talking about this? Because today is the unveiling of the first ever plaque, the first ever blue plaque in Hawley, being unveiled today by two senior members of Hawley Local History Group. The location in Yatton Road, Hawley, opposite the footbridge and on a property now called the Very Betty, was the old post office, where on the 17th of May 1900, a young 19-year-old lady called Ada Coates, a telegraphist at the post office, received a message that Mafeking had been relieved during the Boer War, a very poignant moment in history. And we go live now to Hawley and Jean Pelham, who's a member of the society there. Hello, Jean.
Hello there, Neil.
Tell us a little bit more about the unveiling today and how poignant it is for Hawley.
It's about a young lady called Ada Coates, born in 1880 in Hawley. At 17 years old, she joined the post office as a telegraphist. And then 1900, on May the 17th, she received a message to say that Mafeking had been relieved. She passed this around, and then all the different towns and counties in the country all celebrated the fact that Mafeking had been relieved.
Now, it is a very important moment within the Boer War, but in Hawley itself, what's this mean today? It's the very first blue plaque.
It's the very first blue plaque that we've put up. We hope to have more in the future, but we'll have to wait and see. Of course, it's part of Hawley's history. So, you know, we have to remember what history is and keep it in our minds. For future generations.
Now, it's a very insignificant little corner there in Yattendon Road, but you've got to remember that was probably there before the railway.
Cool.
Is that right?
Sorry, you disappeared.
It's a very important little place there, or insignificant little place there on the corner of Yattendon Road by the footbridge over the new railway, but it was probably there before.
It's the railway and the traffic, I'm afraid. It's right on a corner.
Yes.
It's on the corner of Yattendon Road and the high street. So quite a busy little junction.
Now, you've got dignitaries with you there, and I believe Councillor Sam Marshall is with you as well.
Sorry?
I believe Councillor Sam Marshall is with you as well.
Yes, she is.
Is she able to hear
the
call?
Wants a word.
Yes, please, if I may.
Is that all right? Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Councillor Samantha Marshall. Please tell us what this means for Hawley, this importance of this blue plaque today.
It's very exciting. I mean, the Town Council were able to give a grant to Hawley Local History Society to contribute towards the cost, and we were absolutely thrilled to do so. It's important to remember your local history for future generations, and we were delighted to support the project, and I'm delighted to be here this morning to see it unveiled.
It is a very big, poignant moment, and the very first plaque as well for Hawley.
Yes. Absolutely.
I knew of other things that happened in Hawley area regarding music industry and so forth, but I wasn't aware of the connection to the Boer War. This was news to me, and I thought, wow.
Yeah, it was something that one of the Hawley Local History Society members, Eamon Burke, brought to my attention some time ago. He did a presentation to the History Society about it and then followed it up with a request through the History Society for a grant to be able to put the plaque up, and we're delighted to have supported the project, and I'm delighted that the owners of the building were willing to host the plaque as well.
It certainly brings some significance to that small area of Hawley.
definitely.
Thank you very much for speaking to us today. It's Councillor Samantha Marshall. If I could just go back to Jean for a moment.
Of course. Let me pass you back to Jean.
Just wait here.
Hello, Neil.
Hello, Jean, once again. Thank you very much for speaking to us. I mean, so sorry we couldn't actually be there in person today, but it is just an absolute pleasure to speak to you whilst you're all there, and this plaque has just been unveiled. Look forward to seeing the photographs.
When they get the photographs done, I will send you maybe several.
That would be wonderful. If you could get one up to me quite quickly, and then I'll put it out on our social media from here in the studio, and we can share it to everybody.
Yes.
Thank you very much for speaking today.
All right then, Neil. I'm sorry the traffic's a bit noisy.
That's all right. Don't worry. It happens. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Neil.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Jean Pelham, who's on the board of the society down there in Hawley, the local history society. Hawley Local History Senior Part of the Society, as I must say. She's a committee member, and wonderful to speak, and such a big moment there. And sorry we had to change the show around to fit that in, but it was happening at midday. We couldn't come to it at midday, but as soon as we could, we've gone to them and shared the wonderful news that has happened today in Hawley.